I think the key core epicentral problem of the DRC is a problem of deficiency of politicians in terms of complying or implementing, materializing constitutional democracy. We come from far, as you know, the long history, 1960 secessions, Mobutu takes over, and he started well, you know, he picked up a country that was fragmented, but Mobutu achieved quite a notable, significant reconstruction of the country. Unfortunately, he also drifted into authoritarianism, absolutist authoritarianism, where they called him the King of Zaire. So the DRC, Zaire, then literally collapsed and fragmented and so on, and Kabila takes over. Kabila's era is fundamental in understanding the Congo because through the Sun City Pact, what we call the Sun City Pact, the inter-Congolese dialogue, the Congolese came up with a new social contract for the reconstruction of the Congo and achieved, this must be emphasized, the most durable and the most sustained period of pluralist democratization process. New constitutions, elections, and so on and so forth. So currently what we are witnessing, observing rather, it's a crisis of constitutional democracy. And this monopolization of institutions has caused a lot of dysfunctions. So M23, Rwanda, FDL, and other militias are just symptoms of this authoritarian drift witnessed in under this dispensation.
So the M23, like you just said, is one of the more than 200 armed groups operating
exactly.
in the eastern DRC.
Exactly.
How does Mr. Tshisekedi control of a country when uprisings are just springing on a daily basis in the eastern DRC?
It's because what I refer to as I would categorize it as being the degradation of the state, I mean, in terms of its institutions and its functions. So, first of all, national cohesion is destroyed. So people living in other areas like Ituri or North Kivu, South Kivu, they feel they are no longer part of this territory called the Congo because the state cannot provide for them in terms of social needs, in terms of security. But also the other key aspect relates to the mismanagement of the security apparatus, meaning, first of all, intelligence service, the police, and the army. So there's a major corruption in the management of the army and the police and intelligence service to the point where, apart from the social grievances, the army, the police are not capable of sort of neutralizing all these mushrooming militias, to the point where there's another group of militias operating less than 150 kilometers from Kinshasa called the Mobondo. They've been operating for the last 5 years, and the army has been unable to sort of neutralize them. So the state itself, the security apparatus, is mismanaged, also owing to this authoritarian drift, because the presidency tends to manage the funds, even the tactical, even strategic operations of the army and the police.